in a rather unusual scenario. This Saturday, the Cedar Ridge Bruins and Hotchkiss Bulldogs will face off for a chance to play in the Class 1A state championship game on November 24th. Cedar Ridge hasn't made the playoffs in 10 years, but the third-seeded Bruins breezed past number 6 Monte Vista in Saturday's quarterfinal game with an 18-0 win. Senior running back Carter Wasser rushed for 91 yards and 3 touchdowns in the win. And the Bulldogs, who were down 26-7 halfway through the third period against the undefeated Lyman Badgers, flipped a switch and scored 40 unanswered points in the final 16 minutes of play to defeat Lyman, the number 2 seed, by a score of 26-47. In their conference match in September, the Bruins posted a 21-20 win over the visiting Bulldogs. Cedar Ridge went on to claim the conference title, but with 4 years of state playoff experience and 15 seniors on their roster, the Bulldogs won't go down without a fight. Hotchkiss won the coin toss and will host this Saturday's game beginning at 1 o'clock. The winners will face the winners of Saturday's game between Buena Vista and Ray. At 11-0, Buena Vista is the number 1 seed and is favored to win. In Class 3A, the Delta Panthers scored a 21-0 win against number 4, the Classical Academy. Quarterback Mitch Whiteside connected on 13 passes for 105 yards and one touchdown pass to Chris Black. Zach Decker rushed for 155 yards and one touchdown, and Robert Williams also ran for a touchdown. Place kicker Alex Quintero hit all 3 of his point after attempts. Delta got a break when TCA quarterback Jansen Riles suffered a season-ending injury in the Titans' final game of the season, forcing them to turn to their freshman quarterback. Delta will now face third seed Pueblo East High School. Pueblo East is 9-2 for the season. The two teams share a common opponent. TCA defeated Pueblo East by 4 in a mid-season conference game. Rifle and Eagle Valley are the only other Western Slope teams to remain alive in 3A playoffs. Palisade was eliminated in a 21-15 loss to Roosevelt. Palisade ends the season at 8-3. Montrose was the sole Western Slope team to make the 4A playoff bracket. The Indians lost at home to Mesa Ridge, 35-14. The Indians were held scoreless until the fourth quarter. Drew Casebeer had one touchdown pass to Angelo Youngren, and Mike Rocha rushed for 69 yards and one touchdown. And in the eight-man league, Dove Creek was eliminated in the quarterfinals after a 20-18 loss to Grenada. They end the season with a 7-3 record. The Paonia girls volleyball team made it through the first round of pool play at the state 2A tournament, defeating Sangre de Cristo in straight sets. This is the first win in a state tournament for Paonia since 1983. The Lady Eagles lost to Swink, the number 2 seed, in 3 sets and by a match total of 11 points. Senior Sierra Karsten, a 4-year varsity member who plays at setter, middle, and outside hitter, was selected to play in the Colorado Coaches of Girls Sports All-State Volleyball Games this Sunday at Arvada West High School. Karsten will compete next June in the Colorado High School Coaches Association's All-State Games. Her mom, head coach Krista Karsten, will be an assistant coach at this weekend's games. Paonia ended the season with a 23-5 overall record and league and regional championships. For KVNF News, I'm Tammy Meck with your weekly sports report.